Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. We welcome you. We welcome you today on our last, the last Thursday of 2021. And we are so excited today on this last broadcast of the year for Get 'Em Radio. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Awesome One, the True and Living One. You are the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. We love you so very much. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your presence is tangible. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. We know you're here. We know that you're touching right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just ask you to just touch each and every household, each and every person and household who's represented here today, and those who will listen to this broadcast in the future. Lord God, if there's anything wrong, hallelujah, in any way, we ask you to make it right. And then, Lord God, we ask you to take what's right, hallelujah, take it, dedicate it, and set it apart for your use and for your glory. We love you so much, Lord God. Have your way today, Lord God. And even in this last broadcast of Get 'Em Radio for the year, we continue to dedicate Get 'Em Radio to you. God in the midst, Get 'Em Radio, we dedicate it to you, Lord God. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Get not only the glory, but the maximum glory out of everything that is said and done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, welcome, welcome, welcome. And this is our fifth part of a five-part series that started on December the 2nd. I want to walk you through what we've been doing, and then we'll introduce what we're doing tonight. And what we have here are we're having a virtual pop-up shop with Christian entrepreneurs. I have been excited through the whole thing. Amen. And so we started on December 2nd with Camilla Jones and the Camilla J Collection. And just to reiterate, her website is CamillaJ.com. And Camilla is CamillaJ, as in Jesus, .com. And with her is Jones, Camilla Jones. She had all of these, well, the Camilla J Collection is a unique collection of women's clothing and hats, and the items that she had, you won't see yourself coming and going. Hallelujah. And so just such a wonderful, and many of you purchased what she had. Even the fedora hats were different colors that you may not see anyplace else. So remember, CamillaJ.com. And then on December the 9th, we had Marissa Yarbrough, and her website is sunflowersbeauty.com, and that's S-U-N-F-L-O-W-E-R-S, beauty, B-E-U-T-Y.com. Now, Marissa, what she had, well, one of my favorite things that she had was a T-shirt. And I purchased that T-shirt, and it was on the front of the T-shirt, it says, "Just Keep Praying." And it's in this beautiful olive green, and the "Just Keep Praying" is in gold. It's so nice. And she has beautiful lashes and the things that go along with the lashes as well, you know, to be able to try them. So remember, Marissa Yarbrough and sunflowersbeauty.com. Now, and I'm talking about their businesses, but also these ladies, are all of these entrepreneurs are Christians. And so they all had wonderful testimonies talking about their relationship with the Lord. And they've all stepped out by faith to do what they're doing right now. In fact, Camilla J, she stepped completely out by faith. She doesn't have a secular job anymore. And so we're just so blessed to hear all of them. Now, on December the 16th, we had Don and Veronica Anthony. And Don Anthony happens to be our speaker today's dad. Hallelujah. So it's a family affair. And, you know, my family's on here now. Marissa's my niece. Don and Veronica, my niece and my nephew. Praise God. And so with Don and Veronica, what they had was it's this exquisite popcorn. I mean, seriously, it's really good. Different flavors that you would never, ever imagine. I've never heard of I've never heard of banana pudding popcorn. And it's many. Oh, and they had the Fanta soda, different flavors of Fanta soda on popcorn. Just really good. And so check them out at www.poplife.store. POPLIFE.store. And they also have t-shirts. And if you have a business and you want, or if you have you're having a family reunion or something, and you need t-shirts made, custom t-shirts made, they will make your custom t-shirts. And that website is a Red Sky Inc., a Red Sky Inc. .com, AREDSKYINC .com. Okay, and they also have this t-shirt that is so totally cool, and I have that t-shirt, and I also had a custom made hoodie, red hoodie. I'm into red right now. And and it has God in the midst on it, just beautiful, came out very well, and a graphic of Jesus on the back of it. So they have a t-shirt. I'm trying to remember all the words. I meant to bring it so I could just read it to you, but I'm missing a line, but the two lines I can remember, it says, I am a child of God. And then there's another line that's good that I can't think of right now, but at the end it says, I am the storm. And it's in black and white. I really like that t-shirt. Okay, so then last week on December the 23rd, we had Monica Gaither. And her business is called Boss by Brand, B-O-S-S space, B-Y space B-R-A-N-D, Boss by Brand. Now, she's what she has are custom-made bracelets, custom-made jewelry, very beautiful. And one of the things that she does very well is a mama and daughter bracelet. You know how children want to wear what their parents or their mom is wearing. Girls want to wear what their moms are wearing. And so she has that in bracelets that she makes for men as well. You can see what she has. It's on Facebook. And you can just search Facebook for Boss by Brand. Okay, B-O-S-S-B-Y-B-R-A-N-D. Okay, and now I want to say last but not least is another relative of mine. You know, I just tell you, God has placed me in an awesome family. Amen. Just absolutely awesome to have nieces and nephews and other family members, my siblings, you know, who are just super duper creative, and God is just using them in great ways. Now, Star, you know, of course, I've known her since she was a little child, and to see her grow up like this and to see what God is doing in her is just wonderful. Star lives in California with her husband. I'm going to let her tell you about her family in a little bit. And as we have been doing in other broadcasts, the virtual pop-up shops, as we have been doing, you are allowed to multitask. And I want to encourage you to go onto her website while we're talking. And at a certain point, we're going to go to her website together and look through what she has. Now, her website is thecurlstop.com. 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 You received a text from me today. You have the link for thecurlstop.com in your text message. And all you have to do is click on that on your phone, and it'll take you right to her website. And so we're going to look at that together in a little bit. But right now, I want to introduce to some and present to all Star Roll. Welcome, Star.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be one of the final people to come on the show and talk about the business. How are you today as well?
Amen. I'm doing good. I'm so happy to have you here. I guess really because I have used your product and it has changed my life. Okay, that dramatic. Really, I'll say more about that later as we go through. But let's start off first with your testimony. We want to hear a little bit about you, and start off with, what is your favorite scripture?
Well, my favorite scripture, and a lot of my family members know this as well, is Matthew 6:33. It narrates kind of how I do things in life, which is to make sure that I'm always putting God first in everything that I do. And I feel like as things go along, you know, I can continue to get blessed, and I can only credit that to God and the fact that I've always kept that first, kept him first.
Amen. That's really good. Yeah, that scripture is kind of special to me too. And it really centers you.
And definitely.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, a lot of things are going on, but I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. Okay, tell us about your salvation experience. When you got saved, what happened?
So I was saved as a child. I've always had strong faith. And as I grew up, you know how usually when you're a kid, you're going to church because you're going to church as a child with your family members and things like that. But when I became an adult, that was something where I continued to, you know, be in that walk and continue to step out in faith on everything that all the decisions that I made. And so, you know, I've been saved ever since then. And I think it's more of a continuous thing. There was never a time frame where there was any other way to go for me. So,
amen. Hallelujah. The way I said it is, I've already made my choice. I don't have
right.
to. Yeah. Now, I remember you as a child, and I remember you being in the church choir. And I think your mom was over the church choir.
Yes, we had children's church, and we would always have our worship and praise. Our worship and praise that we had going on back then.
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I was saying we had like our. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, we had like with the children's church, and we had a New Hope Outreach Center Church when we were kids, and then we were a part of the children's church, and we would always do our worship and praise where we would sing as many songs as possible. And I was always a part of that because I love singing and I love, you know, expressing how God has been good to me and everything.
Amen. You know what? I woke up this morning and a song was on my heart this morning, and I was thinking about you guys many years ago when you, I believe this is the song, Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory.
Yes. Yes, honor and power. Yes.
Yes.
I remember. I remember.
That was just so on my heart this morning. I went to YouTube and I found it, and I just had me a good time. Amen. Amen. What's your water baptism experience?
So I had one as a child, but then when I was an adult, I went with my friend, and we were in college. And so it was basically like we're out in the world, we're living on our own. So we're not required to like go to church, but I made sure that I made it a point to go at that time. And I remember us going to her church, and we were in the choir again at her church as well. And then one day she asked me, did I want to get baptized? And I told her I had already been baptized, but I think it's something different about getting baptized again when you're an adult, because you're making the choice yourself. And you're still choosing God, and you're putting Him first in that situation. So I decided to get baptized again when I was 18 or 19, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, did you feel like it was different? Did you, you know, have people have serious experiences with God during baptism? Did you have any experience?
I do feel like it was different. I feel like, because at that time, and I had taken everything serious as a kid. Like, I was a very serious kid. I was like,
all that.
Yes. So I took everything serious as a kid already, but I think that it was just, it was something about that time frame of my life where it meant so much different. It meant so much more to me. I had just lost a friend in college. I was out on my own. I wasn't able to work, so I was kind of like going through that college grind, and you know, and it was like I put God in the forefront at that time, just like always, just like with the scripture, and it helped, like you said, center me at that time. So it meant a lot, actually.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I usually ask this you know, offline, but we didn't get a chance to do that. Did you get baptized in the Holy Ghost?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
You speak in tongues?
Well, see, and during the second baptism is the first time that I've ever been in a situation where I spoke in tongues, but I'm a technical mind. So because I'm a technical mind, I overthink everything that I do. So for me, I'm always nitpicking, like, am I doing the right thing, or am I doing, you know? And so, yeah, it was kind of that portion of it was a little bit different for me, because I'm picking on myself and being, you know, critical of myself. But that was the first time that I've had that experience as well.
Well, when you got baptized the second time, you started speaking in tongues? Is that what you're saying?
You said, what was that again?
I was wondering if you got water baptized the second time and started speaking in tongues.
The second time, it was afterwards when we had the service. It wasn't after the baptism. It was inside the service after the baptism happened.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, just to let you know, you know, we pray for many people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we have seen so many times that as soon as somebody starts speaking in tongues, the enemy will come to them and say, you're just making that up. You know, it's just gibberish. You might as well just stop. And so that's just the enemy's MO, to keep people from praying in tongues. Because it is so powerful. And, I mean, I've learned even later on in life how powerful it is when people stop and pray in the Spirit. Amen. There's a connection with the Lord that is like none other. Amen. So go back to it. It's all right. Don't. You know, you might have gone back to it anyway, but If you have, do it more. If you haven't, do it more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Now, tell us about your family, your beautiful family. I've seen you guys' pictures on Facebook. Oh, the children are so beautiful. Your husband is handsome, but he's beautiful too. Your whole family's beautiful. So tell us about your family.
Well, I love the little family that we've created. I was just telling my husband yesterday that the awesome thing about having a family, I was watching an episode of Will Smith's YouTube series, and he had his family. After he read his excerpt from his book to them, they came and hugged him, and they just circled him with love. And I was just thinking to myself, and I told him this, I said, that's the awesome thing about having your own little household family is that, like, as they grow older, they become your best friends. And I'm just excited because they're already like that. Like my daughter, September, she's 4. Anytime I need anything, anytime I'm sick, she's like, hey, do you want some water? Like she's checking in on me. And then I just had a newborn, Ocean, and she's opposite of September. She's not calm at all. She's definitely, she wants what she wants when she wants it. But I'm learning her personality, and I'm, taking things day by day, and I'm just in love with the whole process, like even the bad parts. Like I actually find myself having fun straightening up the house or like doing laundry, which is not cool, but that's just a part of it, I guess. And I just love them with everything.
Man, so now how long have you been married?
I have been married for 5 years. It will be 6 years.
Wow.
On February 15th, it will be 6 years.
Wow. So now let's give your husband a little plug here before we go on. He also has a business.
Yes. So he has a business. His company is called Beard Based. And he came up with the name because he wanted to create a website for everything that's for men, not just based on beards in general, but like in a sense of, you know, this is a site that's based on things that are for men, and men happen to have beards. So that's kind of how the direction he wanted to go with that. So he's been branching out and adding new products. He started off with the beard kit. Now he's adding like washes, and then there's going to be an extension called Melanin by Beard Base, where it's going to be men's skincare coming up soon. So
okay.
He's continuing to branch out. So I'm excited about that and everything. And we got that started a little over a year ago. So it's been going well.
Okay. So his website is Beard, B-A-S-E?
Yeah, so Beard Based, and then there's a D at the end. So B-E-A-R-D-B-A-S-E-D, Beard Based.
Okay.
So based on beards, yep.
Okay.com?
Yes, .com.
Okay, and his beard looks really good. I mean, it looks shiny and healthy, and I was just cracking up laughing on Facebook when he did a little video with one of your caps on, with one of your.
Oh yes, he did a bonnet video. So he wears.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yes, he wears the bonnets faithfully. He wears them like every night because he started growing his hair at the top. So he actually wears them more than I do now. And so when I was out of town, he surprised me and posted a video of him wearing one of the caps. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was very cute. You know, so he was saying that this is what you wear when you have a wife who has a business. So, and both of you have smiles that's like the sun rising.
Thank you so much.
So now let's go to your business. Now that you've given your husband a plug, I just want to make sure he had a little plug there as well. Now, the name of your business, The Curl Stop. How did you get that name?
So my idea for getting the name of the company was, I started it a couple of years back in July of 2020, and I wanted the company to be based around everything dealing with curls. So one-stop shop for curls. And then that's how I essentially came up with the name The Curl Stop. So the stop to get the curl stuff from.
Oh, okay, I get it. One-stop shop for curls. And starting through The Curl Stop. Stop right here, get all you need. Okay, I got it. Good. I mean, you had this idea about curls and taking care of people with curls. But what else did you have in mind that caused you to start this?
So when the pandemic first hit in March, I was thinking to myself, because at that point it was a scary moment. Everyone was losing their jobs, and having to depend on a company at that point was scarier to me than actually losing my job, because I still had my job. But it was just depending, like, if they decided to let me go the next day, I wouldn't have anything. So I told myself, okay, so what am I passionate about? What do I love? And I've always been passionate about hair. And it's something where I've always been good at taking care of hair and things like that. And then with September, she has thicker hair than mine. So
still here? Star?
Come back. Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I hear you now.
Sorry. September would tell me, like, I would be combing her hair, and she would say stuff like, my hair is nappy. And I would tell her, no, it's not. It's beautiful. And it made me think, because there needs to be a place that women of color, or men and women of color, can go online where they feel like they can just be themselves. Their hair can stay the same. They can come as they are and get something that can help them keep things as natural as they were born with, you know? And so that's kind of where I came up with the idea. And the tagline for the company is Be Yourself Naturally, because I want people to feel like they have a place that they can go to take care of the hair that they're born with, and they don't have to change the hair that they're born with to do so. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially how I started the brand. And I had been working on websites. I've been software engineering for about 3 years now. And at that point in time, I already knew how to do that part. So I made the website, sourced the product, and I just had one product to start, the Detangle Brush. And then from there, got my logo and everything put on there and launched the site in 30 days.
Wow.
It was scary, because my husband, I would come home and I'd be like, hey, like, here's the mailers for the site. And then I would come home and I'd say, oh, well, here's the stickers for the site. And he just slowly started seeing me build it up. And he didn't, because I had been saying I was going to start a website for the longest. And the pandemic made it to where I literally just decided to just execute and do it. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so, okay. So now I'm going to stop and go back a little bit. When you say that you have been passionate about hair since you were young, if I remember correctly, I'm trying to think what year that was. I think it may have been in 2000. I would come to California to get my hair done. And I would come to your house, and your mom would do my hair, and I think you would help her do my hair. Do you recall?
Yes. Yes. And I have been, I started off assisting my mom with braiding down when I was like 7 years old.
Yes.
And then from there I learned how to braid myself. So by the time I was 13, when I was in middle school, I started braiding people's hair and doing it as a side hustle at school.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was too young to work. So.
Right, right. And I can call it that your mom would be, I think she would start at the root and then she'd turn it over to you, your sister, and Joy.
Yes. Yes, good times. Yes, and no one could. It was crazy because it's weird already to see a little kid being able to do that, and then when her clients would come in and they would be paying her to do a full head, and then I'm just 7 and I'm sitting there. She's like, "Can you help me with this?" And then it turns out amazing. Like the whole style turns out amazing. It's like they're in disbelief. Like I can't believe I just got my hair braided. In assistance of a 7-year-old.
Yeah, but all three of you are really good, and you're still good right now. All three of you are still involved with something with hair.
Yes, and I wanted to change gears because that's the thing. Like, we've always been great at hair, but as far as trading time for money, it takes so long to do someone's hair, and while I love it, it would always, mm-hmm. like, if I wanted to work a full-time job and then do someone's hair after work and then, like, do someone's hair the next day, mm-hmm. like, I would, you know, never have any personal life. So I have to balance out what I like and what I love, but.
Yeah. Yeah, and this sounds like the balance. It sounds like a good balance. I mean, you're still involved with hair, and, you know, and you have a light. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So,
definitely.
Now, my next question was, you know, what do you sell and what sells best? And I could do a whole commercial on what I like. And I'm going to stop here and do my commercial. I believe when you first launch your website back in July, I was on, you know, I mean, like, it's not like we talk every day at all, but I have watched you on Facebook for a long time and just, you know, looking after you, just praying for you and your beautiful family and everything in the background. And when I saw the Deluxe Detangler Brush come out, at that time, like you said, we were in 2020. Nobody was going to the beauty shop. And your grandmother, Pastor Mom, I was doing her hair. Now, I've always said that Pastor Mom needed to go to the beauty shop, not as a luxury, but as a necessity. And then at that time, I mean, she could not go. We wouldn't, you know, let her go or take her to a beauty shop. And so I was the one, me and Pastor Catherine were the ones doing Mom's hair. And Mom, some people may know what this means and some people may not, but Mom is what they call tender-headed. And so we were having a hard time. I mean, tears were flying and all of this kind of stuff. And I saw that brush. I saw it online, and I just was really led to get it. And I don't know if I was one of your first orders, but I know I was up there near the front and ordered it and had it sent here. And I'm telling you, it has really changed our lives. You know, with Pastor Mom's hair, you know, the tears are at a minimum. Let me say it like that. Or at least it's just maybe a little moaning, but it's not full out, all out, you got to get a box of tissues kind of thing, you know, doing her hair. And so it has made such an awesome difference just with that product. And I also bought another one of the products too, but I'm going to let you go ahead and talk now. But
well, I am very excited that you guys loved it so much. The brush was one of the first things we had, and I was surprised myself at how well it worked. I was able to use it for September's hair. That was the main goal. Like, majority of my products, if I'm able to use them for September's hair, then they're probably going to be good in the store. So that's kind of the gist of everything as far as product testing is concerned. But I did see that you guys were able to support in the beginning. The response in the beginning was so overwhelmingly high compared to what I thought it would be. Like, I was expecting, I ordered maybe 50 brushes, and I expected them to take maybe like 5 to 6 months to sell out, and they sold out in a month. So I told myself, okay, now we have to branch out. We have to start adding products because I'm not going to have anything in stock ever. So I started thinking of next product I can add, and then from there we went to a hair pick for men, and we moved on to adding things like spray bottles for us. You know how we like to make mixtures for our hair, like adding grease and things like that, oil and water in a bottle to spray to make it easier to detangle. Anything detangle-based was getting added to the store at that point. So, so then now we've gotten to the point where there are 33 products in the store.
Wow.
And our most popular item at this point is bonnets. Any kind of bonnet. Everyone is on a bonnet kick right now for some reason. I think when the whole thing happened with Monique telling women they shouldn't wear bonnets in the airport, and she actually made it to where it was actually more popular to wear bonnets, and now men are even wearing bonnets. So it's just it's a new phenomena. So I'm excited about that product and the different colors we have and things like that.
Yeah, and reversible and carrying on. Wow. Okay. So we're going to get to that in a little bit and look at it. We're going to look at your products. My question was, you know, how will people get to you and your product? We're going to go online right now, and it's thecurlstop.com. If you don't have my text with the link in it, if you have my text, then you could just click on that link and go in, okay? Let's go there now. Let's look right now. I'm sitting next to Pastor Mom, and she's craning her neck to see what's on your website. Now, that you put together this website yourself that's just awesome.
Yeah, I've been studying programming for a while now. I'm finally about to do it as a full-time career.
Okay.
Before that, I was in sales. So I actually get the best of both worlds. I get to pull some of my sales experience and some of my programming experience into one to make the store.
Okay.
Sell the product. So it's like the best. It's one of those things where it worked out where I don't have to learn as much, and I'm able to wear many hats when it comes to the store. So
wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, okay, and I like that the pictures are nice and big. When you first, hopefully we're all together here. We've had lots of experience going on websites over this month. You guys have been great with this. So if you're on the first page, you see the curl stop, you see home, shop all, detangle, bonnets, men's, wash items, and then you see the search, you know, where you can search through. So we're right there. I see you have an early Black Friday sale. You're very early now, right?
I know, right?
But I know you have a new baby. You do it right now. Free shipping for orders over $35, and use promo code Friday. So your Black Friday was up to 30% off. You got to tell everybody what's your discount for us today.
So I have a 20% promo. Just for the radio listeners today, and it is promo code radio. So all of the listeners at GITM Radio will be able to have access to that special code on their order, and there is no limit. There is no minimum. So that's an awesome, awesome promotion.
Okay. Amen. Okay, so you if you keep scrolling down past the cute young lady with the natural long hair, if you keep scrolling down, don't leave the page. Just stay on the page, and then you'll be able to see that brush that I was telling you about, the Curl Stop Deluxe Detangler Brush, and it's $12.99, and they get 20% off of the $12.99, correct?
Yes, they would.
Okay. All right. And so that's that brush right there that has changed my life. It has been such a blessing. And, I mean, it really does detangle. And, yes, we have the spray bottle, too. Those now, the next thing is the Curl Stop Restoring Scalp Growth Oil. I don't have that. I guess maybe I need to get that.
What about the one that you spray?
We have this. We have the spray bottle. You see, Pastor Mom is all into it. Yeah, so I like that spray bottle too. I mean, it's sturdy, and it sprays well. You know, like right in the front. I don't know.
Yes.
How, but yeah, it does spray well. And then, go ahead.
Oh, and we have two spray bottles now. So the first one, it sprays normal like a spray bottle would. And the second one is a 360 spray bottle. That one is one of my personal favorites because it has a continuous spray. So if you hold it, it'll keep going until you let go of it.
Ooh.
So that has become quite popular.
Yeah, we got to get to that one. Now, this other one, this on the end, I have that too, the Curl Stop Edge Taming Edge Control Brush. I have that too, and I'm looking at it and remembering I need to use that. You know, I haven't been using it as much as I could be using it, and I can use that for real.
Yeah, I during the holidays, a lot of people were grabbing that for a stocking stuffer, and I like it personally just because of the, you know, actually brushing your edges has came back in popularity. I remember in the 90s it used to be a thing too, but now it's coming back. Now that the box braids are coming back, brushing your edges as well is coming back to get them into place after you get a fresh set of braids.
Yes, yes. And then I was just thinking, like, you know, I pull my hair back, I wash it and just pull it back a lot of times because I'm home a whole lot.
Yeah.
And then when I get ready to go out, I'm putting a hat on. And those, I have gray edges. You know, gray is in now, but I don't want them in like that. So I just, you know, I was just looking at that and said, oh, I need to get that brush out. That would be perfect. So,
and grays are beautiful. Grays are so beautiful. I keep talking with family members about this all the time. Everyone that tells me about their grays, I'm like, they are beautiful. And we're in a point where everyone's actually dyeing their hair gray to be like you at this point.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I mean, it's so in. And when I was a blonde for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. And, you know, and during the pandemic, it's like, okay, all of that's gone. Not going to do it. And the Lord was just leading me in a different way. And when I went out with my gray hair, people were stopping me like, oh, your hair is so nice. And I was like, oh, okay. This is it right here. Okay, so now we're still on that top line, and when you go past the spray, I forget. Okay, this is when you hit that little arrow on the side, on the right-hand side, and you get a couple of bonnets in there. The silk gray and black bonnet. Oh, it's reversible. How cool is that? And then the extra large bonnet with satin wrap. Tell us about those bonnets.
So the ones that are reversible actually have a drawstring type of adjustable way of working. And then the ones with the satin wraps, a lot of people like to use those. Those are the most popular, the ones with the wraps. And that's because they are larger, so they fit a full set of braids. And then the satin wrap keeps your edges laid down still. So, like, normally with bonnets, you kind of put your hair in and you kind of hope for the best, basically, or you keep it protected. You keep your hair protected, but overall, like, it doesn't keep your flyaway hairs, like, laid down usually. It's just to protect your overall head. Well, but the one with the silk wrap actually lays the edges down and protects your hair at the same time.
Okay, so that bow that I'm seeing, that's loose, and you kind of tighten it around your edges and then make a bow?
Yes, and then you can adjust it based on how tight you would like it. And because it's silk, you know, it prevents damage, it helps prevent damage, and it also protects the hair. Because even though our hair is usually coarse, protection is key to keep it from shedding, to keep it from falling out. And so with silk products, they're usually the most protective against, you know, helping against shedding and things like that. So.
Okay, I'm going to have to get that big bonnet. All right, I'm just going to have to get it. Okay, all right, so now we're on the second line. No, we're still on the first line. There's still some more. Oh, the extra large brown one is out of stock, huh?
Yes, so that one was really popular over the holidays. It's actually on back order. So, like, I still have access to get it. However, it's just, because it takes a while, it's better to just leave it out of stock until I get it back, because it's popular, very popular.
Okay. And then you have, and the last one on that top line is you have the Terry head wrap in black. That's nice.
Now, so, the Terry head wrap, actually I've had, So this site is geared towards natural hair care for curly hair. However, I have friends in high school that have straight hair, and they still ordered the terry cloth because, let's say you hop out of the shower and you just washed your hair, and you want to start working on your makeup before you start doing your hair, or you would like to walk around the house but you don't want your hair dripping in your face, then the terry cloth can be wrapped around your edge line to do both of those, or either one of those. And so that is something that's universal. So it doesn't matter what texture your hair is, that's something that can actually help to keep the water out of your face and also to help you be able to naturally dry your hair walking around the house.
Okay, that sounds good. I like that. I'm like looking and shopping at the same time.
Yes, those are a popular item as well. I had the yellow ones started to sell out. They were actually a part of a full kit that I had for detangling hair from start to finish, and that quickly sold out too. So now they're no longer available. So the black one is probably going to be going fast as well.
Second line of, am I missing something here? Where it says bonnets, just kind of walk us through the bonnets.
Sure. So the bonnets that we have right now, let's see here. And you said the second line, right? So the first one we have a silk bonnet. The silk bonnet is kind of just sort of an everyday type of bonnet, one that you could just wear around if you're wearing your natural hair. If your hair is not super spongy, this one's kind of good to go as far as the size is concerned. But then when you get to the gray reversible one, it's a little on the larger side, a little bit bigger than the original silk bonnet. And the reason why is because some people like to just have their leisure bonnet that they wear around the house to cover their head, and some people actually would like to wear it overnight. And overnight bonnets are a little bit different in the fact that they need to have something to tie it down with so it doesn't fall off while you're sleeping. So that reversible bonnet does that. It takes care of that. And then you upgrade from there, and you go to the one with the satin wrap that actually controls the edges as well. So it's kind of like if you're doing, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like if you were doing an upgrade from each one, you would start at the medium silk bonnet and you would go to the reversible one with the drawstring, and you would move your way up to the one with the satin wrap on it. There's one more bonnet that I didn't go over, and that's the one, the extra large bonnet. It has a band around the end, and that's if, like, let's say, for instance, with the silk wrap bonnet, you wanted to tie down your edges with that one, and you can choose where you want to tie it, the way you want to tie it down.
Okay.
The extra large bonnet, you don't choose. It just kind of puts your edges in place. I've used it before. It's like snug but not too tight, and it just holds it down for you. So you don't have to make the choice of, hey, how tight do I need to put this? It makes a decision for you.
Oh, okay. And so as you're looking at bonnets, if you click that arrow on the side, then you go down a little further and you can see the bonnet you're talking about, the extra large bonnet black that has that band around it. Is that's the one you're talking about?
Yes. So that one, because the band is elastic, it kind of just goes with the shape of whatever style you have, and then you don't have to adjust it yourself. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, now I have to make a decision. Which one? Okay. And then you have that pink one there. Or gold. That's gold.
Yes. We have the gold one.
Golden
and made. That's been pretty popular as well. And then I started to add a few things for men's.
Okay.
And we're going to add more coming up soon. So if you guys want to be notified, you could definitely be added to the mailing list to get notified. But we're getting suede do-rags for men coming up soon. So that is something that's been requested. So
what?
I'm excited. Yes, suede do-rags for men.
Is that good for the hair, the suede?
It is, but it's more so of a style thing, I think, to be honest.
Okay. All right. So going on down, I guess we ought to go probably maybe a little bit faster. I want to see that set on this page, and we see the men's. Oh, okay. Oh, I got nice. I like the way you designed that. Okay, so it says men's, women's, and wash items. I like that. So looking at the men's, then we've kind of covered most of those except the hair pick. I'm so glad to see that hair pick back. Because, you know, for a while you couldn't find it anywhere.
Yes, and those, like, the afro is coming back as well. So, and even, not even just the big, large ones, but the miniature miniature afros. The smaller afros need love too. the hair picks are, you know, intended to not only be nostalgic, but also just to advocate for the natural do. Like the guys, yeah. Guys are doing the curly top fades and doing the growing yeah. out the top part of their hair now. So they need items too.
Yeah. And speaking of growing out the top part of their hair, then you have the curl wave sponge.
Yes.
That's something else. Describe that. I think some people may know what that is, but talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, so the wave sponge, if someone had curls at the top, they would essentially, like, add oil and maybe water to a spray bottle, spray the top, and then use the wave sponge in a circular motion on the top of their head. And what it would do is it would create a style, in a sense, at the top of their head where it separates their curls and makes them more defined. And the product works. It works really well. It's
yeah.
been used and featured in barbershops, and I noticed that it was becoming quite popular, so we added it to our items as well. And there's two sides. One side does, like, more of a natural look, and the other side does more of a defined curl look. So they're two different styles for each side.
Wow. Now, I've never used those personally. You know, I guess they're mostly for men or people with shorter hair or whatever. But it's just – that's amazing to me. And whoever came up with that, it's amazing. Amazing.
And so you guys get exclusive access to know what's coming. But basically, that product spearheaded the next set of products that are coming out soon. And there is a wave racket. And it looks like I call it a wave racket because it literally looks like a tennis racket. And you put it does the same thing as the sponge where you put it at the top of your head
right.
and do the circular motion, but it works with longer hair at the top.
What?
So, and that's coming soon. So anybody that's interested in hearing more about that, just get added to the mailing list, and we will be notifying everyone when it comes out, when it releases.
Okay. All right. And I see, okay, there's another hair pick there from way back when. And now these other two things that I see here, the shampoo massager. You have two shampoo massagers. They look a little painful to me, but are they nice?
Yeah, so... Like, have you ever, when you go to the salon and they wash your hair in the washing bowl, they normally scratch your scalp with their nails, or they'll use, like, a brush if they have it, and they'll scratch mm-hmm. your scalp. These were created to kind of do the same job, essentially take, like, dandruff out of the scalp when your hair is being washed.
Oh.
And also, you know, the scratching is actually kind of soothing, too. But because of the material on it, it's not as painful. The silicone one is the most popular one because it's more flexible. And then the plastic one gets in deep because it has more bristles. So it's
okay.
also popular as well.
Okay. All right. So let's page up a little bit. We were in men's. Men's was highlighted. And then if you go to the women, then we're going to do this for another few minutes because I really want to open up the lines. But the women, this has really cool products here where you have that wonderful detangler brush. And then the next one, you got a kit. I like that idea. You know, the kit is really like a nice deal.
Yeah, so I wanted to offer something where it had a lot of items in one, and you know, you would be able to purchase them all together and get a discount if you were looking to get multiple items. And then also to be able to get the job done with one set of items instead of having to, you know, make multiple purchases. So,
yeah,
it's something that became very popular as well. And then we, in this same section, we have the oil and the spray bottles that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Those, the spray bottles are godsend because, like I said, when we were children, you know, having to have the mixture put in the spray bottle and spraying the hair to detangle it, or having to dip a brush in a cup of water to make sure
that
your hair was detangled. These kind of replace that job and help make that easier on everyone.
Right. Okay, good. So everybody can see these sets. I hope you guys are with us on this and you're following us. We never left the home page. We're about, you know, if you look at the home page, you see the young lady, you keep scrolling down, go down past bonnets, and then you'll see men's, women, and women's and wash items. Okay, so you see all of these nice sets that you can buy all together. And remember, you're getting 20% off when you use the promo code RADIO. Let's go to wash items. We're going to pretty much cover everything once we get the wash items.
So the wash items, majority of the things in the store are geared towards taking care of your hair, you know, either after the wash or before the wash. So majority of the products in the store are in the wash item section. But there's one thing I wanted to point out, which is the 360 spray bottle. That's the one that we were talking about earlier where it has the continuous spray.
Yes. Nice.
Yes. And there's two different colors for that. And I will say that that has been quite popular as well. And not even just for hair. I've had customers purchase this for plants in the home, which is so random, but
yeah,
it's just a continuous spray that they love. So,
okay, like that. I really like that 360 spray. I'm really shopping. I think I got like about four things I need. Yeah, that is really nice. And the spray bottle with the continuous spray, I might have to get a couple of those because, you know, when people come over here, we spray them down. You know, it's like, and it's kind of weird.
Hey, but it's necessary these times. It's like you never know who's walking in, bringing in what.
Yeah, we have alcohol by our front door. And, I mean, that would be pretty cool. You know what? It does – well, is the spray like a kind of a fine spray?
Yeah, it's kind of like a solid mist. It's not like, you know, overwhelming unless it becomes where the water is drenched if you continuously spray for a long time. It's not something where it just starts off like overboard. So that's the cool thing about it, is that it's very gradual.
Okay. All right. I'm sold.
So we're excited. We're excited about the new products. We're excited about the brand. We just, you know, when we do receive callers right now that call in, we would love feedback on anything that they're interested in seeing in the store. We love implementing customers' ideas. And, you know, our customers are the ones. Our customers and September's Hair are the ones that give us the ideas as far as what to put next on the store. So,
all right. Great. That's great. Okay, so for those of you who may have just joined us, we've been speaking with Star Roll. Yes, that's her real name, Star Roll. Wow. It's not her stage name. She has a company. She's a Christian entrepreneur, and her company is called The Curl Stop. And you can go online to her website called The Curl Stop, thecurlstop.com. You can also find her at The Curl Stop on Facebook as well. Amen. And we've heard her testimony today, so precious. Read our scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And we've gone to her natural hair care products online. And I, like I said, there's at least about four things that I just need. I just need it right now. So if you would like to purchase anything, you can go ahead and do that right now. If you put in at the end, or you put in the promo code, radio, R-A-D-I-O, if you put that promo code in, you will get 20% off. And are you going to have that good for the next 24 hours, or what are we going to do?
We're going to set this into the new year so that we can give people some time. There's a lot of options, and I know it's hard to choose. So we're definitely going to set it up to where you guys have a couple of days to make that choice.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, I see some of you have already started pressing your number one key. If you have any questions, any comments, you want to encourage the woman of God, hallelujah, press your number one key. Oh, boy, everybody's pressing their number one key. Good, 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 wonderful. So, yeah, we always start with Pastor Mom, and so start, prepare yourself, because every speaker prays for Pastor Mom, okay?
Okay.
Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything?
Yes, I like all of that. I like some pink ones. Well, sorry, I've been coughing so bad. But I really wouldn't have it. But I think I'll look at the prayer.
You'll decide what you want.
Mom,
okay. Okay, we'll probably want the same thing.
And don't worry about the coughing. I was actually muting it myself because I had a little cough as well.
I was trying to mute every now and then when I saw it coming, and just, you know, kind of praying over her and passing her tissues here and everything. So, and I know some of you who heard, you were praying for Pastor Mom too. Thank you so much. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, Star, pray for your grandma.
Well, I definitely want to say, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you and thank you and praise you for giving Grandmother McCoy the strength to be able to take things day by day, and we pray that you have already healed her cough in Jesus' name, and then we also pray for a continued healing and their strength, and we pray that we don't let anybody in the house that brings anything that, that could possibly agitate her system or her cough or anything like that, Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you for the many blessings that you've already provided for her and that you have set aside for her as well, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we pray for any coughing with you and in your family as well for God's complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to begin to open up the line first. Well, the first one who pressed that number one key is Reverend Treva. So we're going to open a line for Reverend Treva. Welcome, Reverend Treva.
Good evening, Apostle Kizzy, and oh my God, I am just so proud of you, Miss Star. I've known you since you were a baby. We traveled together. Your dad is my godson, so that makes you my granddaughter, and I'm just so proud of you. And I'm sitting here, and you guys really, you used to do my hair. We used to travel. I love y'all. And to watch how God has used you and how you've grown. I follow y'all on Facebook. Beautiful family. And I just have been praising God, you know, and I look to buy something soon or within this coming new year. Because, you know, I'm just overjoyed. God bless you and God continue to use you in your businesses and in your life. And I'm just so proud. And that's
I'm over here smiling so hard. I'm cheesing. it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
It's good to hear from you. I haven't spoken to you in so long.
I
and
know.
Thank you so much.
You sound just like your mother. I'm like, that's what I was trying to say. And I love y'all, and God bless you. I don't want to hold up anymore. I know more people want to talk, and I love you. Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Love you too. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Love you too, Reverend Tree.
Love you.
Happy New Year.
And Pastor Mom.
That got in there. Amen. This looks like Amber. Minister Amber. Welcome, Amber.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. I just really enjoyed this interview tonight, and I love me some stars. And I truly thank God for you, and I just love every product from Curl Stop. It's just quality, the detangler brush and the bonnet. And the bonnets are such quality, you can ask mommy and Julie. I wear my bonnet all the time around the house. And then I like to match them to my outfits and then reverse it to match them one and then reverse it back. And it's also very great because your bonnets have so much quality and they're unique. So when you if you have multiple women in the house and you want to make sure that they don't try to take it, so now I know I have to set myself apart because Joy won't take my bonnet. So I get specialized colors. I got the rose gold, reversible, and the satin brown. So she can't take it. And I know that the color set me apart. And I just love every single product. And you're so professional. And you have always been so professional. And I know God has always just graced you to do all that you have done. And I truly thank God for you. And I admire your faith. I've always admired you my whole life, and to see the faith that God has, that you have had your whole life, and God has always caused your faith to come to pass. And I truly thank God for you, and I'm so very proud of you. And I pray that God will continue to bless Curl Stop and you and the whole family. And I pray Ephesians 3:20 blessings for you, exceedingly abundantly above, more than you can ask for everything. And definitely, everyone, please shop the Curl Stop because it's a quality business and very professional. God bless you all. Love you.
Love you. You're going to make me cry, but my face is hurting because I'm smiling. I'm just teasing. Yeah, love you guys. Love you all. And thank you so much. Like, thank you so much. I literally owe everything that I do to God and also you guys because you guys have poured so much into me. Throughout my life, so there's that.
Amen.
You made me cry too. Love you too.
Thank you. If I'm lagging a little bit, it's because Pastor Mom is coughing, and we're just taking care of multitasking, taking care of her. Amen. With joy. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, we're opening up your line. Anyone else? Pressure number one, Key. Get in the queue.
Well, good evening, Star. Good evening, Star. I have really enjoyed you tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the website here. Not that I know a whole lot about websites, but I was trying to place my order, but my tablet has just frozen up on me. But I was going to ask you about. I can't even get out of it here. On the bonnet. So, do you have the instructions on there how to tie it?
I don't. I can send. What I'll do for you is when once the order comes through, I can send you in instructions based on the one that you order, personalized instructions.
Well, because I was thinking about my granddaughters. They have a lot of hair, and I won't be doing it. Probably my daughter-in-law will be doing it. That's why I was asking that.
Okay, well, that's a blessing, and I love, like I said, I always take the people that are purchasing advice in, and I feel like that is something I should just have instructions for all of them. So that's something now that we're going to start implementing into the store because you mentioned it. I'm going to put instructions on that order for you, and then I'll also start trying to figure out ways to put instructions in each one.
Well, that would probably be on my second order. I think I ordered the cheaper one this time for my own self. The black bunny, the black one.
Yes.
I think it was the $9.99 one. Uh huh. So I got that one.
Perfect.
And you said this is a continuous spray bottle here.
Yes.
I know my daughter-in-law would probably love that, too, for the girl's hair. And now all of the brushes are the same, right? When you look at the set, all the brushes are the same. And I was going to ask Apostle, was she going to order that little brush? Because we really need that for Mom. If not, I was going to order. You have that little brush?
Yeah, the little one, for the edges?
Yes.
Yeah, it's here. It's here. It's here somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. We need that. I need to take that off then. Well, maybe Davina can use that one, though. I'll just keep it like that, like it is. Well,
okay.
All right, for all your nice products.
Thank you for your support.
You're welcome. You're welcome. May God bless you and prosper you in the new coming year and just give you more products and ideas for your ministry. I just call it a ministry. So God bless you here.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Amen. And then, pray for Pastor Mom, your grandmother, your great-grandmother. Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. Hi, how you doing, Apostle and Pastor Mom? And how you doing, Star? Enjoyed the testimony today.
I'm doing great, and thank you. It was a long process behind the scenes.
Glory to God. I enjoyed, everything that you said today. I was just enjoying. I followed along, Apostle, step by step with you, and it was very easy to be able to get the product and to be able to do it with the radio, discount, and everything just came forth just very smoothly. I like the extra large bonnet. I see it on Amber all the time, And I like the extra large bonnet, but I also like the Curl Stop Medium Deluxe Silk Bonnet. So I thank God for the products. And also, of course, you know we love the comb, the brush, because I'm like, Mama, I have to stand against tender-headed, being tender-headed, you know. And so I just thank God for all that for the business that God has given unto you. I'm looking forward to, well, let me, before I go to the next thing I was going to say, the other one was that when I looked, I was kind of intrigued by this sponge, you know, the curl sponge. So I said, I know that YouTube ought to have what that curl sponge does, you know, and how that curl sponge does. So I went on there and looked at it, and I said, oh, now I've got to get me one of those curl sponges, because that is just, I've been watching. I didn't know the girls did that in order, and the guys, in order to get that look. So now I see how they get that look with the curl sponge. And the other one that you said looked like a tennis racket, they also have one that they have a video with a curl sponge plus the twisted up comb, which is like that tennis racket thing. You say you're going to be selling those soon, Star?
Yes. So we're adding those within the next couple of months. And they're a little bit, they're kind of the same size as the sponges, but they work with the longer hair as well, because they're deep, the curls can go through more because it's open.
Right. I love that. I was looking at that. I said, I just love that, to go and play in my hair and put that, both of them, the sponge and the other one. I said, I'd like to see how that would go. And I was, you know, just interested in it. The other thing that I'm looking forward to, I saw that you said that, you know, you wanted to be able to supplement and your income and have your own business. And so I'm going to want to get with you. I know that sometimes people think because we're family or people of family that they want freebies, but I really want to look and see about your service. So I want you to pray about it and doing websites. Because one of the things is that I have the books, the ABC Publishing House, and I have several books that I want to be able to have on the website. And one of the books that a lot of people have wanted is the What Colors Are Coming From You book, that have the one that God had me to work on for about 3 years and doing the colors. So I have several different books that, you know, that I want to be able to do. And there's some other things that, and then I do a lot of graphic design, graphic arts. I like Christian graphic arts, you know, Christian graphic artwork. And I want to be able to have a website where people can get. I have one website, but I have one that, and I'll probably show it to you, Star, where we have one website where they, you know, have some of my Christian graphic artwork that God has given me. And where my difference is in doing it, that the Lord has given me a directive to put scripture on each one, because the entrance of God's word gives light, Sammy, to the simple. So he said, I want you to and I love photography. So some things I take photos of and then put scripture on it or do it. And then I like ones that can be able to be large, very large, where people can have them in their, you know, in their living room or their hallway. Or when I go into hospitals and different places, my passion, like your passion, is for the hair stop, for the hair products. Mine is for the Christian graphic artwork and you know, with that ministry. And God places that on my heart. I go in hospitals, other places, and see wonderful artwork. And when I envision it, I see a scripture. It just comes before you, my eyes. I might see a picture on the dock of a bay, and on that I would see the words, lean not to your own understanding, and put Proverbs 3:5-6 on it, and, you know, to do that. So I want to get a website that could be professional, like what you're doing now, because, see, what you got for your website speaks volumes. Because when I went on there, it was very easy for me to get on there to do what I needed to do, very easy for me to go on and to do the product, get everything done, put that promo code you had in there. It immediately popped it in there. Now, and so I thank God for that. The one thing I want to ask you is do you mail out your own product, or do you have to go through another party and have them to do it?
So I personally mail out everything on this site that I'm here with you guys on. However, I do have two different sites separate from this, that the orders, when I get orders from there, they come to this site to tell me I got an order. But those sites, I actually drop ship as well because I've already tested out the products, so I know what they – I know the quality of them already, so I just send the orders directly to the supplier instead with those.
Oh, great, great. And the only other suggestion I might ask as a grandma, I know it's a natural hair care product, but I saw when I was scrolling down that you had, I don't know if that's somebody else's product, but there was where you, I think you highlight other people's businesses on one of the sites, and I saw that you even had wigs, a wig on there. And even though it's a natural product, you know, you do a natural product, I would love, because it's being very hard for me to get now some of the particular wigs that I like. And there and I heard that there are people that I believe within those who will take the challenge that are in they want to give reasonable wigs for us as Black people, you know, and really know what we like. You know, you should know what we really like, the kind of, you know, wigs and things we like. And it's been very difficult sometimes now for me to get the color of the wig I want and the product that I want. And I'm just saying, maybe you might just think about it. And I know that you do natural hair and not, you know, maybe wigs. But there are people that I would really love to be able to go on the site to be able to get wigs. Your products are reasonable. And we go to the... Jordan will go looking for me one, you know, now with the pandemic, the way it's been, when we come home, they don't let me put back on the same wig. They tell me I've got to wash it. And then sometimes if I don't do what they tell me to do and try to put it back on, I get to sneezing and get congestion and all of that. So I'm just asking that if God would lead you, or if you're led, you know, I know you have a direction for your business, you know, with that. I myself would love to be a wig vendor. I would love to be a wig vendor and to be able to get different wigs and products to be able to do that. But that's not my great passion. It's just what I need and want to wear. My passion is Christian, you know, books and Christian artwork. So I just want to put that in your spirit, but put me as one of your clients. I was looking for at online, and I had seen a young man that does the same thing that you do, is website builder and builds websites. And I was thinking about asking him, but after I listened to you tonight, I said, I know that you have a spirit of excellence. You go in there and you study. I see it. I know that you read and prepare yourself to be able to do that. So keep your grandma in mind, and I thank God for what he's doing in your life. And kiss little Ocean for me and September, who's born on my birthday. Glory to God. We're born on the same day. Glory to God. And with that middle name, her middle name still being for her grandmama, Elise, which is Elizabeth. So I thank God for that. So I love you, Star, and I look forward to doing. Don't think I'm just, you know, talking, but put it on your radar, you know, with that, and we'll get together and talk about getting a website for me to get some website, because I do know God wants us to generate. This is our time coming up this year. The God is doing some significant things, and he wants us to be able to generate. You know, it's one thing to give a man a fish, and he'll eat that day. But if you teach him how to fish, they say that you'll keep on, you know, for a lifetime. So I'm looking to be able to have businesses that I can do right from my home and be able to, and then my passion, again, what I have. So God bless you and love you, and give my love to Corinne, too, all right?
Love you too, and I will. And with the website, I am here for any questions you have any time of the day. With that, I started making websites after I made the first site for the Curl Stop, because I revamped it like four times already. But after I made it the first time, I had people start asking me to do their site, so I became familiar with having to, you know, go through and walk through setting up the site for what you need. But then also, when it comes to the wigs and adding them to the site, the Curl Stop that I have here on Shopify is a lot different than the site that I have on other platforms. So I have my store is also on a platform called Miria, and it's spelled Miriya, and it's a Black-owned business. It's a Black-owned business version of Etsy. So That site is a little bit more flexible because there's not a lot of fees or anything like that for having my products on there. So I always use that site to test out newly launched products before putting them on my regular site. So I would definitely be open to putting some wigs on there and seeing how they do, and then going from there and switching them over to the Curl Stop, because that's kind of how I've been doing it now, to see how they perform first. So I can then gain a relationship with the supplier and make it a long-term product. Because even though the wig isn't natural, it helps protect the natural hair, and that's the whole premise, is to protect the natural hair.
Cool.
I'm here for that.
Well, thank you. Well, keep me, you know, inbox me or text me and let me know, even that one that you just said, because I didn't have an ATM by me where I'm sitting at, and text me that and keep me abreast of your other website so we can go on there and look, because most of the times now people are doing it from the home. We're not going in and out and out and about, so in some cases. So I look forward to that. And again, I love you. I'm going to go back on mute and give my love to all the family, okay?
Okay, love you too, and I will.
Okay, wow. Good. Amen. I don't see anyone else with their number one key pressed. Oh, yes, I do. Okay. Minister Rachel, my goddaughter from New Jersey. Amen. Welcome, Minister.
Hi,
Rachel.
Everyone.
Hey, Miss Rachel.
Thank you for welcoming me. I was listening in. Oh, in and out, you know, multitasking. But I
yes.
did get the chance to look at this site, and I saw the detangling brushes. I like that. I know I'm going to need several of those. And I saw the bonnet, but the one that I saw was sold out. The like it's like a reddish or pinkish kind.
The brown
nice.
One, yeah.
I was looking at some things. Yeah, I was looking at some of the things. And just a lot of the stuff looks really comfortable and stuff like that. And like the hair oil, do it have olive oil in it?
It has vitamin E oil. And then it also has, let me see here, I have the ingredients written down, actually.
No, you don't have to tell, so nobody will steal your stuff. So maybe covered by the blood of Jesus. I just wanted to know because I really like olive oil, and I like using extra virgin olive oil in my hair and stuff like that. And God bless my edges to grow back in. And I just want to keep it like just maintained and everything like that. With my daughters, a lot of the products I was. The things that I was looking at, that brush would be really good to do my princess's hair. Because
definitely.
The other brushes, oh, Lord, help us. I said, Lord, we need our own kind of brushes.
I'm telling you,
definitely.
Brush, Mr. Rachel.
And I'm saying on air, because I'm going to send instructions in, because I'm definitely taking into consideration the advice from the previous speaker, but I, on air, when you use the brush, if you use it horizontally, if you use it the long way first and then horizontally next, it's the best way to do it. It gets out the kinks a lot easier.
Thank you.
Yeah,
because but
I'm also going to start sending
it longer. I'm sorry for cutting you off. I was going to tell you, my younger daughter, she's cute, and she has a lot of thick hair, and hers is very, very thick. It's thicker than mine, it's thicker than her sister's, and ours is a little bit thinner. And so with her hair, that brush would really work.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And
so
I thank God for you having that website.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited to be able to help mm-hmm. provide something that we actually need as a culture. So I'm glad that you guys like it.
Yeah, and God bless my godmom for having you on, because I thank God for God in the Midst Ministries, because we have so many resources to help each and every one of us to whatever we need to know. God gave her the wisdom and the know-how how to do it, so that we'll know where to go. And I thank God this is archived, so we need to go back on.
Yes.
I keep the archive on ready. It's I have a port where I can just go to it, go to anyone, and I can listen in just like that. On my phone, saved to my phone. So I thank God for God in the Midst Ministries. And hearing everyone on was very encouraging. And I got a chance to listen to some, but I can always go back, like I said, it's archived because I was multitasking today.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Love you all.
Amen. Love you too.
Thank you.
Amen. Pastor Catherine, it looks like you pressed your number one key again. Did you?
Yes, my son wanted to know, when she said the do-rag's going to come out?
The do-rags are launching in about 2 weeks.
Okay. You'll send an email on it?
I'm going to send an email on it, and then if you guys add yourself to the mailing list, then I will. You guys should get the notification for that for the new products releasing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right, thank
now
you
talk about the velvet one.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Oh no. What did you say? Suede. You had a suede one.
Yes, the suede one is coming out, and it looks actually velvety. Actually, if I'm being honest, thinking about it, it does look kind of velvety.
But right now you have the regular do-rags out, right?
Yes, I do have the regular do-rags for now, and then the curl sponge for men and the hair picks for men. So,
okay. All right, great. Thank you for asking, Pastor Catherine. Praise God.
Okay.
Okay, good night. God bless. All right. So, okay, now I don't see any other number one keys pressed. Thank you all for your wonderful comment. I'm just going to give a shout out for some of the people on the line that I recognize your number. Shout out to Sister Debbie. Shout out to Minister Mary. And shout out to your dad, Pastor Don. Glory to God. I see you on the line as well. And Minister Carrie, good to see all of you here with us and everyone who's on the line tonight. Thank you all so much. Now, what we're going to do is, you know, the Lord always has me to pray the prayer of salvation. We never know. You know, we're talking about hair bonnets and detangler brushes and giving testimonies, and someone might need to receive Jesus. And they may listen to this archive in the future. It may be 2055. Hallelujah. And they run across this. So we want to make sure that everyone knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And then what we're going to do is we're going to talk about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, what's coming up next. And, you know, we stay excited about what's coming up next. And then, Star, we're going to come back to you for closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. So prepare yourself for that. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. So, hallelujah. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So the Lord loves us so much that he wants us to live forever. Hallelujah. With him. And he made a way for that to happen. Romans 10 and verse 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be
saved. Glory to God. So what that means is when the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Hallelujah. And then it says that if you believe in your heart, so you need a heart to believe and you need a mouth to say a prayer. Glory to God. Now, I'm going through this prayer. I'm going through this right now, and I'm perceiving something in the spirit. So I'm going to pause that and get back to that in a second. But it's kind of weighing on me right now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever is experiencing a headache right now, one of those headaches where you can barely keep your head up, we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus and all that it stands for. Whatever's going on, whatever kind of ailment is going on, we say you cannot set in, lay hold, or go any course, but you must cease and desist right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that heaviness on the head, that headache, whatever that is, you must leave now in the name of Jesus. We command you to leave and never return and to even leave the land of the living. Go into the dry places right now and you cannot touch anyone else or go anywhere else except for where the Lord Jesus sends you. And Lord God, we just thank you right now. Thank you for a lifting of their heads in the name of Jesus. Thank you for complete healing, health, and wholeness. And I'm hearing no matter how long you had that, no matter how many times it has tried to come back with you, it leaves now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for even it just seems like there's a lifting even right now, and your eyes are even able to open up more right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we give you praise and glory for that in Jesus' name. If that was you, press your number one key, send me a text, let me know that God has touched you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth, you say a prayer, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So we're going to pray a prayer right now. And if you pray this prayer with your whole heart, you shall be saved. Just like that. Oh, it seems so simple because it is. Jesus did all the work. He did all the labor. All we have to do is believe and receive. So for those of you who have prayed this prayer before, you're already born again. But we ask you to even repeat this prayer even now because you are in training. Hallelujah. Because God's going to send somebody to you that needs to be saved, and you can pray with them to be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
Jesus,
I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm just really kind of laughing because Pastor Mom was asleep. And when I said, pray this prayer with me, boom, she woke up. I started praying. That's good, Pastor Mom. Praise God. We love you so much. amen, amen. So we want to pray with you and just commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for filling them with your Holy Spirit and power, giving them the power to live right, the power to walk right, and the power to do right in the name of Jesus, and even the power to be able to read the Word of God and understand it, because the Bible is the only book where the author is right there with you as you're reading it. Amen, amen. And so we thank God for you, and we want to invite you as we tell you what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. There's so many ways that are so many broadcasts that we have that will bring you closer to God and help you learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We meet every Sunday. So we'll start with Sunday. We meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. And so Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm the apostolic pastor. And this Sunday is our, every Sunday is special to us, but this Sunday is the first Sunday of the year. And every first Sunday of the month, we have what we call tag team preaching. And scripture and a topic, you can come on and preach for 5 minutes, because we're a training church. And we believe that everybody has the Word of God in them and can share something. So you can share a sermon, or if you have a devotional that you read something that just really touched your heart, you can share that with us. You have a scripture, you can share that. You have a song that has really blessed you. If you let me know about that song by Friday, we'll have it queued up by Sunday. Amen. And then you can talk about that song. Also, we've been given a challenge by the Lord to learn who he is, to learn the names of God from A to Z, Genesis to Revelation. Oh, and this is not a challenge that you can do in a day or two. Hallelujah. This is something that you want to do the rest of your life. Amen. Learning more about who he is, his character, and his nature. And you can share that on Sunday as well. And what we also do is we have communion. Amen. And all this is online. You call the same number, 516-418-5699. Amen. Hallelujah. And all of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, the same phone number. No password, no passcode. You just dial 516-418-5699. Amen. Now, that was Sunday. And that's church service. On Mondays, we have Bible teaching. And Monday is, I think, it's the only time that we don't open up the lines. So we have a Bible teacher who teaches excellently. Amen. Every Monday, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and she lives in Ohio. And so she teaches every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And those of you who are Pacific time, you can do the translation on that time, okay? And so that's our Bible teaching is on Mondays. On Tuesdays, we have prayer, and we pray in tongues. It's called Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have those who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And so we pray for an hour, 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. There are people who have not prayed in tongues for a long time, and they just come on and just listen, and the Lord just has them praying in tongues even more. Hallelujah. So bringing their tongues back and making their tongues strong. We have children, Minister Rachel's family, come on and they pray with us, a 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 13, 14-year-old, and God is using them in a great way. Hallelujah. And the interpretations, you know, we're around the country and getting interpretations, and there many times the Lord will give us the same scripture. So we know that he's with us and he's showing us things. So that's on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, so mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm for Wednesday, January the 12th. That's the second Wednesday in January. We have what we call prophetic healing. God keeps showing up for this healing, this prophetic healing, and people are healed. Hallelujah. The last one that we had in December, there was a lady who was on oxygen. She could barely walk without having the oxygen on. The Lord healed her, and she's no longer on oxygen. Glory to God. Amen. So meet us on Wednesday, January the 12th, hallelujah, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then finally, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'em Radio, and that's tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we're going into January. Every January is our prophetic month. And so we have speakers who are going to come on every Thursday in January. They're going to tell us the words that God has given them for 2022. It's always awesome. And then what they're going to do, we're going to open up the lines and you can get a personal prophetic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And so the first Thursday, we'll have evangelist Janie Sims. If you've ever heard her speak before on our broadcast, she's been with us. She's something else. Amen. I mean, God surely moves through her. And then on, through all of the people, on the 13th, we're going to have Bishop Aaron McClary is going to be with us, and he's one of those surefire prophets. Glory to God. On the 20th, and perk your ears open now, if the Lord has given you a word for 2022, contact me. Because on that day, I'm going to be on with, I'm calling it Prophetic Voices, with a group of prophetic voices. So if you have a word from the Lord for 2022, contact, add you to our Prophetic Voices that night. Last year, I think we had about four or five people on who had a word from the Lord, probably like about a five-minute word from the Lord, something like that. And then they spoke it forth, and it was awesome. It was awesome. So that's what we're going to do on the 20th. And then we're going to end with a bang with our very own Pastor Helen Price on the 27th of January. And so we're looking forward to that. I know that God's going to use her in an awesome way. That's because that's how he works through her. And so we're looking for that word for 2022, and then she will be praying for ones with a personal prophecy. And we'll be doing that the whole month of January. So let your friends know, let your family know. We're going to have a good time in January, just like we did in December. Amen. So That's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And now let's go back to Star and get closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen.
Amen. Star, okay. I'm here.
Oh, good, good, good.
I just want to say thank you to everyone that supported tonight. I saw some orders come through. Very grateful for you guys. And I also want to say thank you to everyone that gave. Always is so helpful. And I'm just excited. There's so many new things coming for the brand. There's another brand coming soon too. So, and everyone from the mailing list is going to have access to see all of the announcements as they come. So, I'm excited for everything. And then I want to start us off in prayer.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today, and I want to pray over the entire radio episode, all of the listeners for GITM Radio. I thank you for waking us all up this morning and providing food for our tables and clothes for our backs, Lord God. And I thank you to bless us with the intellect to be able to have conversations, come up with ideas, implement ideas. And none of this is possible without you, Lord God. And we thank you and praise you for our health and our strength as well in these times, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Star, for being with us. And we believe that God is going to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask, think, or even imagine, because you keep seeking his face first. You keep seeking his kingdom first. Amen. Amen. And we continue to just pray for you, for your health, your healing health and wholeness, as well as your entire family. And hallelujah. And that God continues to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation as you get to know him more and more. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Love you, Star. God bless you. Have a happy new year, everyone. Have a happy, blessed, prosperous new year and beyond. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, huh?